Welcome to part two. When it comes to creating change in your life, there is a very simple and powerful formula that can give you great leverage. In fact, it is the fundamental formula that the Personal Best course and all related seminars are based upon. It clearly demonstrates that in order to change our lives over the long haul, we must first understand ourselves and what really creates results in our lives. Here is the results formula from a live seminar that will provide you with one of the keys to create change in your life. I want to just spend a minute or two talking about the fundamental basis of the Personal Best course, how it works, why it works, all the rest of it. The fundamental basics is this. The course is based on this premise, is that all of our results in life, every single one of them, the results that we are thrilled to death of and proud of, that we want to tell the whole world about, and the results that we're perhaps not so thrilled about and, you know, would like to kind of shuffle off, all of our results in life are exactly equal to three things only. The first of which is our beliefs. And we'll define our beliefs as this. Our beliefs are our thoughts and ideas that we hold about ourselves and the world around us. I'm just going to repeat that because it's quite significant. Beliefs are the thoughts and ideas that we hold about ourselves and the world around us. Now here's the addendum, that we accept to be a statement of fact. That we accept to be a statement of fact. Now here's the question. Are our beliefs factual? It depends who you ask, right? Because my beliefs are certainly factual for me. Precisely, in one's own mind. Are they probably factual for my neighbor? Well, I can almost guarantee you they wouldn't be. So this is a very subjective area by any stretch of the imagination. So we've got to remember that our beliefs are the thoughts and ideas we hold about ourselves and the world around us that we as individuals accept to be a statement of fact. So we get enough beliefs along a similar topic, along a similar vein, we begin to develop an attitude. And they come in what varieties?
Bad.
Positive and negative, exactly. Now, it's these two things. It's what we think about ourselves, the world around us, how we feel about them, because in essence, that boils down to a feeling. I feel positive and excited about this, or I feel negative and I don't want to do it and I don't like it. Dictate the third component of this equation. Any ideas what that might be?
Behavior.
Exactly. What we do. And also, what we don't do, but we know we should. That's also behavior. That's also behavior. So it's these three things combined that dictate all of our results in life, every single one of them. No exceptions. Now here's the deal. Somewhere along the lines, we've learned all of these. Babies are not born with a stable set of beliefs, attitudes, and behaviors. Not once, to my knowledge, has a baby come out of the mother's womb and looked around and said, hey, wait a minute, this was supposed to be a home birth and you certainly weren't supposed to be on drugs. This is a bad thing. That doesn't occur. But what does happen is that as infants and children, we absorb these beliefs, attitudes, and behaviors literally by osmosis. How old do you think you are by the time these majors are in place? Any wild guesses?
Five, ten. Three.
Six, five, ten, three. The reality is research keeps lowering the numbers into the three and two range, which is absolutely stunning and amazing to me. But, you know, just for the sake of argument, you know, for people who are going, nah, that can't be, it's too early. Just for the sake of argument, let's even say it's around 13. You know, because, I mean, that's puberty and that's defining sex roles and all the rest of it. I mean, that's a challenging time as well. Even if we were to put it at 13, here's the scenario, is that for the most part, the world changes, situations change, events change, jobs change, careers change. But what, for the most part, doesn't change much? Our beliefs. What that in essence means is that we have a planet full of adults going around basing their life decisions on beliefs that were put in place if we're being a little optimistic, at around 13. Now, I don't know about you, but I certainly wasn't the most balanced individual at about 13, by any stretch of the imagination. And then people go through life wondering, you know, why aren't my results the way I think they ought to be? Surprise, surprise, surprise. By the way, 95 to 98% of our beliefs are at a sub or an unconscious level. That's what really makes this whole process a little challenging. So, here's the thing. In the same way that attitudes come in two varieties, positive and negative, as do beliefs. We all have supportive beliefs, those things that assist us in getting what we want. Let's say if we're supportive, if we're loving, if we're trusting, if we're honest, all those things, that's going to assist us in getting what we want. We all also have beliefs that we'll call limiting beliefs. Definition of a limiting belief, any thought or idea that holds us back or gets in our way from getting what we want in our lives. Plain and simple. Any thought or idea that holds us back gets in our way of getting what we want in our lives. So I know you're all sitting there going, I wonder if I have a limiting belief. Here's a clue. If you're breathing, you got them. You have them now. Will you have them after the personal best course?
Yes.
Yes, you will. What will be different is this. You'll have some tools to develop ongoing awareness related to your belief system so that you do not have to be stuck with them forever. That's the problem with limiting beliefs, is that most of them are at a sub or an unconscious level. We just see the results and go, geez, I don't like that. And then go about setting up exactly the same thing to transpire again and say, geez, I don't like that. The purpose of the course is this, is to become aware of the beliefs, attitudes, and behaviors so you can strengthen and reinforce those that support you and so that you can have choice over those that are holding you back or limiting you in any way, shape, or form. So that's the bottom line about the purpose of the course and how it is designed to work. So it's a process of self-discovery, plain and simple. The truth of the matter is this. Any belief, attitude, behavior that you have learned anywhere along the lines, you have the power and ability to relearn. It's completely up to you. The prerequisite to doing that is you've got to be conscious that it exists. That's awareness. That's the purpose of this first step.
I trust it is clear to you that our results in our lives right now are based upon our belief system. And for us to create change or new results, we must look to our beliefs. This, by the way, is the entire focus of the 200-hour personal best course. So please be aware that what we're doing here in this program is scratching the surface, getting you thinking, getting you moving in the right direction. Now, if you were listening to the results formula and how it can apply to your life, you're probably asking yourself some very important questions. Questions like, what are my beliefs that are supporting my current results? What must I believe to create new results? How do I change beliefs that are blocking or limiting the change that I want to create? And if most of my beliefs are at an unconscious level, how can I become aware of them? Stick around, and in part 3 and 4, we will do an exercise that will assist you to answer these questions and others, all of which will support you to manifest those changes in your life. So grab a pen and paper and come right back.